You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. It's time to talk elk, but we're not talking elk hunting. We're talking about some real problems that some of our elk herds are having here in the Northwest. The problem in particular is a disease called hoof rot. It is affecting herds in Washington and Oregon. With us here to tell you more about this disease and what may be causing it is John Gosch. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
So, John, you're a freelance journalist who has really dove into this issue. You live in Spokane, but you've spent a lot of time in Southwest Washington where this disease really took hold in the herds there. Why don't you explain to our listeners who may not be familiar with hoof rot exactly what it is?
Yeah, so I grew up in Longview, Washington, and my family's hunted around there for 70 years. And in the last few years, we've just seen such a precipitous decline in the elk health and populations. So this led me to dig in. And so hoof rot is actually a little bit of a misnomer. Hoof disease is probably more accurate. It is an overgrowth of the hoofs, causes deformities, which often look like claws. It's really horrendous to see and causes excruciating pain in the elk, causes them to limp around, and they're very noticeable in the landscape. And the rotting is probably due to the hoofs actually snapping off entirely once they become overgrown and causing the hoofs to be infected and abscessed and to look rotting. Like I said, it's a horrible disease. A lot of these elk, once they contract it, are doomed to die from either starvation or a really unnatural, unfair predation by hunters or predators.
Oh, I can absolutely see that. Now, hoof rot, again, it became very pronounced in Southwest Washington. I understand that significant portions of some of the herds there are affected by hoof rot. And now, in the last few years, it's spread into Oregon, and not just Northwest Oregon, but all across Northern Oregon. So this is affecting not just Roosevelt elk, but Rocky Mountain elk too, isn't it?
Yeah, so Southwest Washington is like ground zero. The area that we've hunted in, the Cowieman unit, we see probably 70 to 90% of the elk affected. In 2013, my dad hunted for over 2 weeks and saw a total of 6 elk. The numbers are down so low. And, you know, he used to see 50, 60 elk a day. And but now it's spread from Southwest Washington all the way up to the northern counties in Washington, Skagit, Whatcom, even King County near Seattle. People don't know that. And then in Oregon, on the west side, from the Columbia River all the way down to the California border, and like you said, in northeast Oregon as well, and even kind of your neck of the woods in Yakima and Wenatchee, we're starting to see some cases. So throughout the two states, probably close to 50% of the herds are affected, and sometimes as many as 70% of the individuals per herd. So it's become epidemic, and we're at risk of losing our herds altogether in some areas.
So, John, this has been going on almost, well, over 15 years now in Southwest Washington. Surely the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has done some work on this and has some theories as to what's causing hoof rot and how to deal with it.
Yeah, well, they have a theory. They've said for, I think, 3 years now that it's caused by bacteria called tryponine. But a lot of people have had a lot of questions with that theory and feel that it's not capturing the whole story. In fact, 3/4 of the elk that they recently tested negative for tryponine bacteria. So we have a hard time believing that could be the sole cause. Also, half of WDFW's technical advisors have said that they believe that there must be broader environmental factors at play here. And so that's what the public has recognized as well. And I would say there are thousands, probably even tens of thousands of hunters, conservationists, and concerned citizens throughout Washington, Oregon, who believe that toxic forest practices, especially the aerial application of herbicides, adjuvants, and fertilizers, are either the direct cause or a chief contributing factor to hoof disease. And that's really what I've investigated to see if it has any merit. And I'd like to explore that a little further. And I think that it does have a lot of merit. We're hoping that the departments will be willing to study that. So far, they've been very resistant.
You're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're talking to John Gosch. He's a freelance journalist who has been researching the causes of hoof rot in our elk herds here in the Northwest. And John has a hypothesis that it's herbicides that are causing this, not the bacteria that the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife says is responsible. So I understand Washington State University has received funding to look into hoof rot disease. Are they going to test your hypothesis to see if herbicides might indeed be the cause of this disease?
I published an editorial recently in the Centralia Chronicle on this very issue, and the state legislature voted unanimously to strip the Department of Fish and Wildlife of their lead investigative powers because of their inaction, essentially investigating this issue about the connection to herbicides. Unfortunately, you know, at first I was optimistic, but it's signals out of Washington State University are that they are not going to be studying herbicides, and that they're essentially going to double down on Fish and Wildlife's fruitless path of inquiry. And so we're trying to hold their feet to the fire and say, hey, you know, if there are tens of thousands of people who want to see this studied. The legislature appropriated $1.5 million, which isn't necessarily a lot, but that was supposed to go toward studying some of these other theories. So we're hoping that they'll do the public spitting on this.
So, John, let me ask you a question here. Is hoof rot present in elk herds anywhere else in North America? And has anyone tied that hoof rot to herbicides anywhere else?
Well, I would say that this hoof disease in the elk in Washington, Oregon, is totally unprecedented, as far as I know, anywhere in North America. However, Fish and Wildlife's own research has shown that mineral deficiencies, especially copper and selenium, can actually cause these deformities. And that actually ties into the theory that it may be these herbicides, because one of the things that herbicides, especially glyphosate, which is the main ingredient of Roundup, does is it strips the soil of micronutrients and makes them unavailable in the forage that the elk depend on. And so we'd like to see that studied further. There are two other pathways that people have suggested that might lead from herbicides to hoof disease. One is that the herbicides are shown to dramatically reduce the quality and quantity of forage for elk and other ungulates, and that alone can lead to hoof problems, as farriers who work with horses have testified. And another pathway is that these chemicals, especially atrazine, which is a very widely sprayed herbicide, are immunotoxic, meaning they actually weaken the immune system of an organism and make them susceptible to all sorts of bacteria and diseases. So between those three pathways, we feel like there's a lot of potential studies that could be designed by Washington State University. There are a lot of people with a lot of expertise, biologists, who would be willing to work with them, collaborate at no expense. So we're just hoping that the state will take up some of these offers, especially the offers to pen some of these elk that are dying on people's properties, and instead of euthanizing them, let's study them, do live studies. And so we don't see how there's anything to lose there, and we hope they'll take up the offer.
Well, John, I hope you're right. We certainly want to find out the cause of hoof rot, because once we find out the cause, we may be able to find the cure. And that's going to be good for our elk herds, and that's going to be good for our entire ecosystem here in the Northwest. I understand you've got a website where folks can find out more about the work you've been doing on this. What is it?
So it's johngosch.com, J-O-N-G-O-S-C-H. And there's about 10 articles on there having to do with hoof disease and herbicides. Probably the best one people could reference would be one called Save Our Elk. And at the bottom of those articles, got a donate button. If people want to chip into this research, I'd be happy for them to do that. But I just would hope that people will do some research, and I hope they'll be active and not be complacent. And hopefully we can restore the health of our elk herds throughout Washington and Oregon.
I'm with you. The website to find out more, johngosch.com. That's J-O-N. G-O-S-C-H.com, johngosch.com. He's been doing a lot of work on this issue, trying to figure out why elk in the Northwest are suffering from hoof rot, and you can learn a lot too. John, thanks for educating us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thanks so much.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a nationwide group working to keep public lands in public hands. We've helped ban the use of drones for hunting. We help repair wildlife corridors and key riparian areas. We speak up against illegal ATV use. Please join this dynamic conservation group. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.